Norman, you said before that we would talk again about the urinary tract. We talked about UTIs before. You talked about PFAS chemicals and their potential, maybe theoretical, link to cancers of the urinary tract. And now let's talk specifically about bladder cancer.
Yeah, it's the 9th commonest cancer. The risk factors for it are being male, but women can get bladder cancer too. Smoking, environmental toxins, which we're talking about, maybe alcohol, beer has been associated with it. As I said, toxins that are excreted in the urine, chronic infections. Best research is done into parasitic infections in low-income countries like schistosomiasis. But in men, the death rate from bladder cancer is similar to melanoma.
Right.
But it's treatable and curable if it's caught early. So before we get on to the treatment, which is what we're going to talk about in this story, is if anybody listening has blood in the urine, even once, and it doesn't come back again, get your GP to refer you to a urologist. Even when the GP does the dipstick and there's no blood in your urine, get referred to a urologist because you almost certainly need a cystoscopy just to check. Blood in your urine, talk to your GP. Now, when you've got bladder cancer, the treatments are not easy. But the interesting thing about bladder cancers is that they seem to stimulate the immune system in a similar way to melanoma. There's a few tumours that seem to be more immune sensitive. One of the treatments they've been trying in bladder cancer, which is advanced, bladder cancer that's not advanced, you can simply remove it the way you would remove a polyp, but sometimes it's gone through the surface and you've got to treat it. And they are trying immunotherapy, which is these checkpoint inhibitors that release the immune system onto the tumour. And what Dickon Hayne, who's professor of urology at the University of Western Australia, has been seeing is whether they work better and are safe if injected directly into the tumour.
I think the important thing was that we showed that it was completely feasible and very safe. So these checkpoint inhibitor drugs or these immune therapeutic drugs, they can have some very serious side effects. And so anything to reduce the dose may reduce the chances of getting those sorts of severe reactions. And obviously, if the disease itself is just in the bladder, you wouldn't really want to give the drug to the whole of the body just to treat the bladder if that's avoidable.
Apart from safe, did you see regression of the tumours?
The way the study was designed, we were really just trying to get up to a target of dose that we could give into the bladder. But what we did see was we took biopsies before and after injecting the drug, and we did see that the immune system was stimulated by the injection of the checkpoint inhibitor, which is something called durvalumab in this case. And we did see some response to that. So it definitely has an immune effect. But what we didn't see was any systemic, as in immune-related side effects that affected the whole patient. So that was encouraging.
So that's promising to move forward there as a new form of treatment. Where are we at with the BCG, which is an immune stimulant originally used to protect against tuberculosis, but also used during COVID to see if it would help protect people against COVID before there was a vaccine? Where are we at with that and bladder cancer?
Through ANZUP, which is a urogenital cancer trials group, we've been now completed recruiting to a very major study called the BCG plus mitomycin study, where we were comparing BCG into the bladder to treat bladder cancer with the addition of chemotherapy and the BCG. Other than it may be more effective in terms of treating the cancer, another major advantage is it uses far less BCG. In fact, if the trial proves to be positive or even equivalent, so if the combination of BCG and the chemotherapy is the same as BCG on its own, if that was rolled out globally, there'd be enough BCG to go around.
And finally, do we know why bladder cancer is more susceptible to immune treatments than others?
Look, I'm not sure that it is. The immune therapeutics, the checkpoint inhibitors, are very, very active in all sorts of different cancers. You know, we have only certain things we can do with cancer. We can either cut it out, we can poison it with chemotherapy or irradiate it. But there is something enticing about being able to rev up the immune system so your own immune system fights the cancer as well. Probably to really defeat most cancers, we need to use one, two, or even all of these modalities to try and get rid of the disease.
So you're gearing up for a larger study then with the immunotherapy and injections?
We certainly hope to do the next stage, which will be giving this repeatedly to patients with bladder cancer. But at the moment, we haven't secured the funding for that.
Dickon, thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure, Norman. Thank you.
That's Dickon Hayne, who's Professor of Urology at the University of Western Australia.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.